Hey, so today we're going to talk about standing and sitting for Havdalah and Kiddush. The reason why this comes up, this is a fulfillment of what we said. We're going to talk about the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos over the summer. So this is a fulfillment of that. We never finished that limud, so this is doing that. But it comes up in our sugya in Havdalah, daf mem gimel mit aleph, because Tosfos brings it up. So let's just take a look at the bottom of Tosfos. He says, this is Digmas Chohoil, Aval Tzarch Iyon Ktsas Me Havdalah, She'anu Mavdilim Ve'omdim. We say Havdalah standing. Heyach Anu Potrim Zeze. How do we pater each other? Mi'ayenu Me Havdalah. So that's an interesting Lashon. The Girsa that we have in Tosfos, the Mordechai might have a slightly different Girsa, but our Girsa is Mi'ayenu Me Havdalah. Sounds like both. Sounds like both. How do we pater each other from Yayin and Havdalah? Acharei she'en anu lo yoshvim v'lo mesubim. In other words, we know the halacha is that to be motzi each other in brachos, you need haseba. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, let's say we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Lishna Basra. So you would need haseba for Yayin to be motzi each other. So even if you don't need Haseba nowadays, even if you're going to say that Yeshiva Shalanu is like Haseba, but still, we stand. So Tosfos is making a number of assumptions in his question. Tosfos is assuming that, first of all, just like you need to sit to be motzi each other in brachos, so too, in a regular Birkas Hananin. So the same halacha would apply for Havdalah. We're going to carefully consider that assumption, but let's just read his answer first. V'yesh lomar, shema yesh lomar, mitoch shekovim atzman kedei latzeis yedei Havdalah. Since they're gathering together, there's a kfiyos, there's a kibbutz to be yotzei Havdalah. Kavinam yakula milsa. So that's a kfiyos for everything. Everything meaning what? Assume that means the bar kriya gafen, the yayin. So therefore, there's kibbutz for Havdalah. Now Havdalah, l'chora, would that require haseba for kibbutz? We know that for birkos hamitzvos, one person can be motzi another person, even without haseba. In fact, even yatza motzi, as we saw in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the kibbutz works for Havdalah. And since it works for Havdalah, it also works for the wine. In other words, Tosfos seems to be bothered by the question of the wine, even though he said at the beginning, Miyayin umi Havdalah. And he's saying, well, since there's kibbutz for Havdalah, which doesn't require Haseba, Mamela, there's kibbutz for the wine. But Tosfos isn't so certain that this is correct. He began the question answer with Vishama Yeshlamar. And therefore he writes, Lukachna Vitov. It's best for everyone to sit. Notice how it's not just the mavdil, but everyone should sit for Havdalah. It appears like a keva. Now, what does that mean exactly? It appears like a keva. Is it something that you have to do? Is it an akev? Is Tosfos saying this is better because otherwise you're not yotze, maybe, and therefore lachosh for the tzad that you're not yotze, you should do this? Or no, was lekach navi really mean he thinks you're yotze either way, but still it's better. It's naya betov to sit. Okay, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Shaz yanira kekava upoterosa. Okay, so let's try to break this up. So Tosfos says in his question that lechor, if they're standing, you're not yotze because you need kvius. And his answer is no, since they're kovim for Havdalah, they're koven also for the wine and the Havdalah, but it's better to sit. So it sounds like from Tosfos that if everybody sits, that's for sure okay. However, you could question that because Tosfos, if you remember, on Mem Beis Med Aleph said that we don't have a seba except for Pas Bilvad. As it sounded like Tosfos, let's say the three of us decided to get together for a cup of wine and we were all sitting. Would it be appropriate for me to be mo to you in the wine? Tosfos sounded like it would be inappropriate. I could be motzi for the three of us are sitting together for lunch and we're having bread together, then I could be motzi you, but not for a cup of wine. So what's going on in this tosos? Why is it okay over here for Havdalah? So it could be that he's saying, yeah, well, the reason why we don't have kfiyos for wine nowadays, even al yidei yeshivas, because that's not what we normally do. But for Havdalah, this is something that we do. So therefore, kfiyos would be good enough. In other words, for Havdalah, yeshiva would certainly be enough. Okay, let's assume that way for now. Maybe we'll see if there's a better answer in a minute. Now, it's interesting that Tosfos doesn't ask from Kiddush. So why not? So maybe Tosfos sat for Kiddush. So in other words, he's only bothered by Havdalah because Tosfos sat for Kiddush and they stood for Havdalah. It could also be that it was obvious that for Kiddush, you don't need yeshiva. Why? Since you need Kiddush b'makom suda, sort of like the Gemara said before, migu de kabai lesuda kabai nami lezet, right? The Gemara said before that even if you hold, according to Rav, let's say, that the Rav, the Lishna Basra Rav, that Haseba doesn't work for wine. But if you have kfiyos for a meal, so that works for the wine as well. So maybe Tosfos wasn't bothered by Kiddush, because Kiddush requires makom suda, but Havdalah, which is basically independent of the suda, so therefore, if you didn't have Haseba or at least yeshiva, that would work. That would be insufficient. But he wasn't bothered by Kiddush. So it could be that's what he's saying. But I think you actually see from the Gra not that way. How so? So if you look at the Gra in Reish Ayin Aleph, okay, we're going to look at the halachos in the Shulchan Aruch both for yeshiva and amida for Kiddush, which is in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and then we'll look at it for Havdalah. So in terms of for Kiddush, on the line in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's better to sit. So the Gra writes, Ayin Tosfos Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel Ho'il. So Tosfos, the Gra cites our Tosfos, the Chain Iker. Chain Iker meaning that's correct. In other words, the Gra thinks that you should sit for Kiddush, and the source for sitting for Kiddush is our Tosfos. Now, our Tosfos is talking about Havdalah. So you see that Tosfos, that the Gra assumes that there's no difference between Kiddush and Havdalah, and Tosfos' comments that one should sit for Havdalah apply equally to Kiddush, and therefore you should sit for Kiddush as well. So at least the Gra doesn't think that there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. But what about the star we just said, Migu de Mahania Seba Lepas Mahania Liayin? That's not a Raya. Because that's migu de mehani haseba lapas. The Gemara earlier said, if you have haseba for pas, that works for wine. Now, there's even if you're going to hold like the Lishna Basra of Rav, that haseba doesn't work for wine, that's only when you have wine alone. But if you have haseba for pas, then it also works for wine. But if you didn't even have haseba for pas, then it doesn't work for wine. So over here, if you didn't even have haseba for pas, in other words, you start off making Kiddush, and you stand for Kiddush. So there's not yet Haseba for Pas. There's not Haseba for anything. So therefore, the Gra says that according to Tosfos, you might not even be Yotze if you're standing. And therefore, you should sit for Kiddush. You should sit for Havdalah for the same reason. And the fact that you need Kiddush Makom Suda is irrelevant. So that seems to be the view of the Gra. The Rambam also holds that you sit for Kiddush, though it sounds like it's not Li'ikuvah. From the Gra, you get the impression that it might even be Ma'akev, because Tosfos, the Gra says, V'chein Iker. We'll look at what the Gra says, Havdalah, in a moment. It's not clear, because the Shulchan Aruch said, Yoser Tov, it's better to sit. And the Gra cited Tosfos, and he wrote, V'chein Iker. So it could be that for Kiddush, it's just a preference. We'll see the Gra by Havdalah in a second. But at the very least, in the Rambam, it sounds like it's better to sit, but you don't have to sit. Now, how do I know that? Because of what the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Sukkah. In Perek Vav, Halachi Beis of Sukkah, the Rambam writes that you should normally sit for Kiddush, but on Sukkos, you should stand for Kiddush, at least certainly for the first night. Why? So you don't sit before you make the bracha of Leishev. Now, the Rambam wants the bracha of Leishev to be over Lasiyaso. So if you sit for Kiddush as you normally do, then Leishev isn't over Elasiyaso. So therefore, at Kiddush in the Sukkah, you stand for Kiddush. Happens to be that's a I don't know if everybody does this. I sit for Kiddush normally. I mean, I stand for Kiddush Friday night or Yontif night. I'm my Hasidish is stock. But my father-in-law, who sits for Kiddush, he stands for Vayhulu, but he sits for Kiddush. It's Litzvish, like the Gra. But the only time he stands for Kiddush is the first night of Sukkot, or at Sukkot, I guess. So it's going to be over Lasiaso. Would the Gra agree to this? I'm not sure. But at the very least, that's the view of the Rambam. In other words, sitting is preferable for the Rambam, and therefore normally you should sit. But it's not Ma'akev. And therefore, when there's a reason to stand so as to make sure your bracha of leishiv is over lasiyaso, then you should stand. Now, we are normally not makbid about that Rambam. The haraya, let's say we're having a stam meal. We sit down, we're eating a sandwich in the sukkah, or making a mizonos and eating in the sukkah. We sit before we make the leishiv. And that's because we assume that it's still over lasiyaso, because it's only the achila in the sukkah that's mechayiv the bracha. But the Rambam held that yeshiva besukkah, even without achila, is mechayiv a bracha. So therefore, to have over lasiyaso, you should stand for Kiddush. The Ravid, by the way, over there disagrees, and he writes that it's still over lasiyaso if you do it miyushav, and therefore even on sukkahs, you should sit. Now, we're going to focus on Havdalah in a moment, but why would anyone stand for either Kiddush or Havdalah? In other words, Lechora, definitely, you know, leaving aside the issue of Sukkah for the rest of the year on a Friday night Kiddush, it's certainly going to be better to stand, to sit, like the Gra said, like the Rambam says, why would anybody stand, right? I stand for Kiddush Friday night. Why do I stand for Kiddush? So the reason to prefer standing is based off of Kabbalah, as far as I know. And the symbolism is something that we could understand, even not al pi Kabbalah. But the Chachmei Kabbalah say that the Arizal would stand by Ochez Hakos Keneged Achazel Mekadish Meumad De Birchos Shalkala Tzarech Lios Meumad V'Shabbos Ikri Kala Kemosha Omrim, Bawi Kala, Bawi Kala. That's quoted in the Siddur Hashla. So Lekavod, the Kala who's coming, that's why we stand for Kiddush Friday night. And why would we stand for Abdallah? We'll see this a little later. This is from the Kolbo, that the Shabbos HaMelech is leaving. Why is it the Malka Friday night and Melech Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos? That's probably like we say, Vavo Vam. Now's not the time to get into the symbolism over there, but basically it's the same type of reason. The Kolbo cites this, and the Darkei Moshe says that's at least the Ashkenazi minhag to stand for Abdallah, though not the Litvish minhag. So the idea of standing for Kiddush is Lekavod the Kala, Lekavod the Melech. Some stand for Vayichulu, but sit for Kiddush. That's because some sources say that Vayichulu you should stand for because if it's Amida, because it represents Eidos. Again, others say that's not a Kepeda. So that's the idea why somebody would stand and why you would sit. So the reason is because, like Tosfos says, to create Kfios. So let's go back to Tosfos. So what is the assumption of Tosfos? Again, Tosfos' assumption is that you need to Kfios to be Yotze Berechos Chaveiro, Beochlin, and Huadin Havdalah. So one way to say this is that the only way you could be Yotze Havdalah is if you have the regular rules of Kvios, which allow you to be Yotze Abracha, right? In other words, since I could only be Yotze the Bori Priyagafen, I could only be Motziu in the Bori Priyagafen if we're sitting, or Bismana Gemara if you're leaning, so too, the only way I could be Motziu in Havdalah is if we're sitting. Because the Bari Priya Gafen is like any other Bari Priya Gafen, and any other Bari Priya Gafen requires a Seba. Now, I don't think that could be the Pshat in Tosfos. How do I know that? Because if that's what Tosfos is assuming, then there's no way for one person to be Moti another person in Avdala, according to Rav. Now, there's why. Because Rav held that Haseba doesn't work for wine, Lishna Basra of Rav. Right? Haseba doesn't work for wine. The only time Haseba works is by bread. In other words, For normal Bar Kriya Gafen, if we're not having a meal together, and Havdalah, there's no need to have a meal together. You don't need Havdalah B'Makom Suda. So the only way I could ever be Motzi in a Bar Kriya Gafen, there's no way I could be Motzi in a Bar Kriya Gafen outside of a meal, right? There's no way I could be Motzi Yosef with a Bar Kriya Gafen, according to Rav Lishna Basra. Now, I assume that it's Pashut that you could be Motzi someone else in Havdalah, according to Rav. Rav did not hold that everybody has to make their own Havdalah, right? Nor did Rav hold that the only way to be Motzi someone in Havdalah is by having a Suda together. Even that, it's not even clear if it would work according to Tosfos, because there's no fundamental requirement for Havdalah B'Makom Suda. That's the earlier Tosfos. So Lamaisa then, it's obvious I can be Motzi other people in Havdalah, and it's also obvious that so therefore it must be the case that you could be Motzi someone else in the in Havdalah, even though the requirements to be Motzi someone else in a Bar Kriya Gafen aren't being met. So if that's the case, then we have to go back and try to understand what exactly is the assumption in Tosfos. So I think you could say it in one of two ways. One way to say it is he's only asking from on the Bar Kriya Gafen. In other words, I could be Motzi you in Havdalah with out sitting, but I can't be Motzi you in a Bar Kriya Gafen without sitting. And therefore, Tosfos is asking, the assumption of Tosfos is because they used to give everybody a cup of wine to drink after Havdalah. That's what Tosfos is assuming. Maybe the Girsa of the Mordechai might sound this way, it's not clear. But the point is that in those days, how would they, just like we at Kiddush typically, what do? We give everybody a little bit of wine to drink, right? If I make Kiddush for my family, so I give everybody a sip of wine to drink. I give them a little cup of grape juice. I give them a sip. That's what we do for Kiddush. Now, we don't do that for Havdalah. It's sort of interesting, parenthetical point. Why don't we do this for Havdalah? L'chora, you should do it for Havdalah as well. I think we mentioned this, Hara, because Havdalah, because if you look, I think, at the Beis Yosef, and the Gra, they assume that the din of giving everybody to drink a little bit, l'chatchil, is a din in koshel bracha. It's true. The source, we say it by Birkas HaMazon, we say it by Kiddush, and l'chora hu adin Havdalah. So really, I should give everybody to drink. Maybe the reason why the custom isn't to do so is because the minig is not to give women to drink from the Yayin Shel Havdalah, and it's also because the person making Havdalah has to drink a whole revias, so you can make a bracha chrona. So for whatever reason, we don't do this. But Tosfos did. In the days of Tosfos, they used to give everybody a little bit of a sip. Well, if everybody's going to drink from the Koshel Havdalah, so then what do you need to do? You need to make sure that everybody is sitting. That's what Tosfos is assuming, right? But in a Hanami, if one person is making Havdalah, being Motzi everybody in Havdalah, but not being Motzi them in a Bar Kriya Gafen, then you wouldn't need to sit. And that's really the basis of Tosfos' kasha. That is one way to read Tosfos. Now, I don't think that from the poskim you see this way. Why? Because the poskim, like let's say the Gra we just cited, cite this Tosfos. And they don't say, well, this is only true if you're trying to be Motzi everybody else in the wine, right? If you're trying to give everybody a sip of wine. If that explanation of Tosfos is correct, in other words, if Tosfos' kasha is only that if I'm going to give you a sip of wine, then we both need a sit, then they should say, so according to Tosfos, l'chatchila, you should sit if you're giving everybody else a cup of wine to drink. But if nobody else is drinking besides the mavdil, which is the common practice, so then there'd be no reason to sit, right? And yet we see the Gra, we see the Beis Yosef, we see everybody citing this Tosfos as a reason to Lamaisa sit for Havdalah, even though they're lav dafka talking about a case where you're giving everybody something to drink. So it would seem then that there's a third option. Again, option one is that in order to be Motzi people in Havdalah, it has the regular rules of a regular Bar Kriya Gafen, in which case you would need Haseipa. And we thought that was incorrect because then even in his Hava Mina, that's incorrect, because then you couldn't be Motzi anyone in Abdallah according to Rav Lishna Basra. The second option is no. Actually, you could always be Motzi other people in Havdalah, even without a Kfias. It's just to be Motzi them in a Bari Piragaf, and you'd need Kfias. And we think that's also incorrect. So what's the third option? The third option is, since we require Havdalah al Hakos, right? And that's the way we paskin. We paskin even though Hivdil Mitzvilah Tzarech LaHavdil al Hakos. So in order to be Motzi you in Havdalah al Hakos, so you need to be able to drink. You need to be able to drink. That's what we're assuming. In other words, even if you don't drink, even if I don't give to anybody else, but to be Motzi in Havdalah, it needs to, for it to be Havdalah Lakos, it has to be a Bari Kriya Gafen that theoretically you could drink from. And therefore, even if only the Mavdil drinks, the other people wouldn't be Yotzei. Now, obviously, in this case, even though Rav normally holds Haseva doesn't work for a plain Bari Kriya Gafen, here it would work because obviously you could be Motzi other people. So if you have a Kviyas Biachad like Yeshiva, that's why you wouldn't need Haseva nowadays. If you have a Kviyas Biachad, then you can be Motzi everybody in Abdallah. And if you don't, then Tosus assumes in this question that you won't be Motzi other people in Abdallah. And his answer is no, that since you have Kviyas Havdalah just for the mitzvah, you don't even need yeshiva. In other words, the Kviyas for Havdalah allows me to be Motzi Unabari Priyagafen. And therefore, even though we were all standing, theoretically you could drink from the wine. Therefore, your Yotzei, your mitzvah of Havdalah Lakos. That's what it seems Tosfos is assuming. Now, Lule Tosfos, I really would never have thought this way. But it's very important to realize that Tosfos here is assuming a tremendous chiddush. Why? What would have I said if it wasn't for Tosfos? If I hadn't read this Tosfos, I would, and you would have asked me, is it okay to stand for Havdalah? I would have said, yes. Aye, but what happened to Kvias, right? Don't you need yeshiva for Kvias? I would have said, no, not true. That's for Barachos Hananin. But Havdalah is a mitzvah. Just like Lamashal, we would say Yatzimotzi for Havdalah. Why? And even on the Bari Kriya Gafen. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. It's an obligation. So, two, four, there's no need for Kviyas. Remember that Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we saw, right? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah said that there's a difference between Birkas Hananin and Birkas HaMitzvah, or all other brachos. When it comes to Birkas Hananin, we say, we don't say Yatzimotzi. Why? Because it's not an obligation to drink or eat. When it comes to Birkas HaMitzvahs, we say Yatzimotzi, right? And even a Birkas Hananin that was obligatory, we would say that. So I would have said that this, there's no requirement. I would have disagreed with the whole Hanacha. And if you remember, we saw the Ritva both in our Sugya as well as the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, who basically said that. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and the Ritva in our Sugya both said that connected our Gemara with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Namely, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said that there's a difference between Birkas Hananin and Birkas HaMitzvos, both with respect to Yatzim Motzi and not. And our Gemara, which says there's a difference with respect to Haseba, for Birkas Hananin to be Motzi another person, you need Haseba, you need Kfiyos, not so for Birkas HaMitzvah. So those are coming together, and therefore Havdalah should be in the category of Birkas HaMitzvos, or obligatory brachos. It's not even it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's an obligatory bracha, and therefore it's no problem. Like the Ritva said, we use Lashon again, we saw it before, right? Yesh Mefarshim, do not get Birkas HaLechem or Birkas HaYayin Befrat, v'lo nakat kol HaBirkos Hananin Stam, mishem didavka bahani, who De'ilo yatza motzi, kishemotzi atzma ide tziruf, kadisa beperkshol sheshachlo, depas v'yayin ba yaseba, mahani alu aseba, mashen ken b'shar Birkas Hananin, shein bo tziruf, lo lefanim lo lacharav, right? So that's what the ritual would say. And he explains, and he says, you know, why is it that there's no zimun, right? If you remember, the ritual explained, why is there no zimun for pas, except for pas? That's because the kfiyas breaks up. In other words, there's a tziruf for mitzvos automatically. There's no tziruf for brachos unless you have a seba. And for Birkas HaMazon, there's only tziruf if, for bracha kolonu, there's only tziruf for Birkas HaMazon because the Ritva thinks that it's ton bracha acharav nekoma. So if it wasn't for this Tosfos, I would have, well, put it this way. When I read this Tosfos, I was very shocked by his question. I was shocked that he assumed that that the assumption is that for Havdalah, which is a mandatory thing, it would have the requirements of Haseba, right? Just like there's no din of Haseba for other brachos, right? I could be motzi you in the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. We don't start sitting down. We don't start reclining. I could be motzi you regardless because it's an obligatory bracha. So I would have thought that the same thing is true for Havdalah as well. And the reason why, I guess, I was coming from the perspective of the Ritva, so I was very surprised by Tosis's question. I saw subsequently, I showed you guys, that the Chazon Ish, Yud Tes, Sif Kav Ches, makes this question. He doesn't quote the Ritva, but he sort of makes the question on his own. He doesn't understand Tosfos. He says, Tzarech Iyan on Tosfos, Tahamas Ginan, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tes, Amid Beis, Debirkas HaLechem, Shal Matzah, Virchas HaYayin, Shal Kiddush, Afal Pi Sheyatza Motzi, V'kol Shekein, She'ein Sarah Haseba. In other words, if, remember, there were two differences between Birkas HaMitzvos and Birkas HaNenin. Number one is Birkas HaMitzvos, we say Yatzimotzi, Birkas HaNenin, we don't. And he says, Kol She'ein, and number two is Birkas HaMitzvos don't require a Seba, and Birkas HaNenin do require a Seba. But it's a Kol She'ein. If we're going to say Yatzimotzi for Birkas HaMitzvos, because they're obligatory, if we're going to say Yatzimotzi for Havdalah, then Kavachomer, you won't need a Seba. That's the view of the Chazon Ish. That's the view of the Ritva. So now we have to go back and think, so what is Tosfos is assuming? What does Tosfos think? So clearly the answer is that Tosfos held that these two things are not related. In other words, there are two differences between Birkas HaNenin and Birkas HaMitzvah. Number one is the question of whether you say Yatzimotzi or not. And that's dependent on whether it's required or optional. Then there's another question. Do you need Haseba to create Siraf? And this is a separate question. According to, for Birkas HaMitzvos, you don't. And for Birkas HaNenin, you do. Right? These are two separate sugyos, two separate questions, two separate issues. One is dealt with in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, one is dealt with in Maseches Brachos. They're not related. And therefore, Tosis is assuming, yeah, of course, even if you hold Yatzimotzi for Havdalah, that doesn't mean you don't need Haseba. Since there's a Bari Priya Gafen, you'll still need Haseba. That's Tosis's question. Now, what would some of the other Rishonim say on this? We have the Ritva on one hand, Ritva and Chazon Ish on one hand, we have Tosfos on the other hand. So let's go back to some of the Rishonim that we learned about when we did the Sugya Seva. Let's think about what they say. So let's go back to, let's say, the Rashba on Daf Nun Gimel. We spent a lot of time on that, right? If you remember, the Rashba on Daf Nun Gimel asked the Shaila, why does Beis Hillel hold that one person makes the Bori Merahesh on the Nair and is Motzi everybody else? Don't you need Haseba? That was his kasha. And the Rashba answered, number one, is, well, since the only reason why normally you need Haseba is not because Be'etzim there's a requirement for Haseba. It's only because the lack of Haseba shows they're not really interested, right? That's what it sounds like. It's not clear that's what he means, but that's, we'll assume that's what the Rashba's first answer is over there. The answer of the Rashbats, the answer of what sounds like the Rush is saying over there. Again, not so clear in the Rush, but that's right. That was the answer. One, the answer of a number of Rishonim, right? That was one view. So according to that opinion, then over here, what would we say? Would we say, so by Nair, he says, the lack of Haseba doesn't show a lack of interest in terms of kibbutz. And therefore, it's okay for everybody to stand, right? But what would he say about Havdalah? Does the lack of Haseba for Havdalah show a lack of interest in kibbutz? So probably not. Now, whose answer, what is that like? That's like the answer of Tosfos over here, right? That's exactly what Tosfos answers. What does Tosfos answer? No, they're koveya for Haseba on Havdalah, right? It might not be the Pshat Tosfos. You don't need to say that. But that's his answer. What's his middle answer of the Rashba? That no, that even if you're going to say, right, Mustabra, Dehacha, Lo, Shayach, Kol, Inyan, Zeklau, they were mitzdarfotzi. So this is certainly the answer of Tosfos, right? This is certainly the answer of Tosfos. In other words, here, Tosafot said, mitzdarif for Abdallah. The case over there on Daf Mem Gimel, they're mitzdarif for Boi Mireish. They were saying it separately from Abdallah, but it's the same answer. And what's the third answer of the Rashba over there? The third answer of the Rashba is basically the Ritva's answer. Umihu, vadai kushta demilsa hachin, dechol shar brachos, kihani, lobo heseba, deina mishum kvias lahana, elhana kein chova. When something is obligatory, right, so then you don't need kvias at all. So let's think about these three answers. So the third answer for the Rashba and Daf Mem Gimel is basically the answer of the Ritva, right? Saying that what the whole concept of heseba is only relevant when it comes to things that are birkas hananin, things that you don't have to do, things you're just doing because of pleasure. That's when we require heseba. But when we're doing things that are not just for pleasure, but are obligatory, so then there's no requirement for heseba at all, right? So according to the Rashba's third answer, which is what he likes, his conclusion, that's like the Ritva, that's like the Chazon Ish. There's no kasha. There'd be no problem standing for Abdallah whatsoever, right? Because the whole concept of Heseba is only relevant when we're dealing with something that's a pure Birkas Hananin. But when something isn't a pure Birkas Hananin, whether it's Abdallah generally or even just Bori Merei Ha'esh, then there's no need to stand. There's no need to sit or to recline at all. So according to Rashba, answer number three, that's like the Ritva. That's like the Chazon Ish. There'd be no problem. L'chatchila, 100%, you could stand for Kiddush, you could stand for Abdallah, go give kavod to the Melech, to the Malka. Wonderful, 100%. There'd be no inyan to be machmir, dafka to sit, right? According to the middle approach of the Rashba, right? So that's more like our Tosfos. Fundamentally, you do need kvias over here. It's just that you have kvias because they gather together for Avdala, right? And that's what Tosfos is saying. Our Tosfos is saying, yes, you need kvias over here. Even though we're talking about Avdala, it's going to be like a regular Birkas Hanen, and you need kvias, but there's kvias l'Avdala, and therefore it's fine, right? That's really the difference between answer two and three of the Rashba. And that's really the difference between our Tosfos and the Chazon Ish, right? Our Tosfos assumes you need kvias, and really, he thinks, you know, you have kvias, though preferably you should sit to create a better kvias, right? And as opposed to the third answer of the Rashba, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, the Chazon Ish, they're saying, no, you don't need kvias at all over here. We're not talking about a Birkas Hanan, we're talking about a Chova, right? So here we see the Rishonim themselves addressing this. They don't ask the Kashas Tosfos because they would think it's not an answer at all. So I think we could say, maybe bottom line, we actually have three approaches what to do. According to the Ritva, according to the Maskanos of the Rashba, according to the Netiyah of the Chazon Ish, stand, it's 100% good. Why? Because we're talking here about a mitzvah, a chova, and there's no inyan of kvias requiring kvias in the first place. According to Tosfos, no. These are two separate halachos. There's one, the idea of Yatzimotzi, that's a sig in Rosh Hashanah. There's another din of Heseba, that's a sig in Brachos. They're two separate dinim. Even if we're going to say for Avdala Yatzimotzi, but we're still not going to say the other din of, forego the other din, that whenever there's a Birkas Hanenin involved, you need kfias. So therefore, according to that approach, you do need kfias over here. It's just Tosfos and his Havamina wonders there's no kfias because everybody's standing. And his answer, he says, no, there is kfias l'Havdala, but he still concludes, you know, still better to sit anyway, right? Now, from Tosfos, you could say that the conclusion is better to sit, but you're Yotze anyway, right? Why is it better to sit? So it's clear, it's obvious, it's apparent that you are being koveh biyachad. But really, you don't need to. Really, make a redin, you could stand, because l'maisa, you're gathering together, you're being miskabetz for havdalah. So you don't need to sit, but it's better to sit, to emphasize, to highlight, to demonstrate that kvias. That's the conclusion of Tosfos. And then we have the Gra. The Gra sounds like, v'ahilchos havdalah, I'll read it to you in a second, but the Gra sounds like, and it's not entirely clear, that you must sit. Because Tosfos on by Havdalah writes, Right, again, as opposed to the Tosfos, who just says adif to sit, and the Shulchan Aruch that says it's adif to sit, and Halachos Abdallah, the Gemara writes over there, v'yeshiva didan kemo haseiba Tosfos shem l'chein ikar. So are yeshivas like haseiba? In other words, you need haseiba, and therefore you need yeshiva, and that's the view of Tosfos, and that's ikar. Sounds like from the Gra, it's not entirely clear, but it sounds like from the Gra that it's me'akev. Right? And not only that, but it sounds like from the Gra clearly that what would they do bismana gemara? What would they sit for Havdalah according to the Gra? No, they would recline, they would do haseba. Because what does the Gra write? Again, he writes, v'yeshiva didam kimo hasebu. You need haseba, but our yeshivas like haseba, right? So according to the Gra, it turns out that bismana gemara, they were doing haseba for Havdalah. Now, Agav, I thought this was a little interesting, just a parenthetical point. And this is a Sachin point, it's a little bit of a tangent, but it's interesting. You know that the Gemara says at the Seder, so you must have Haseba for matzah, right? And you need Haseba for Dalet Kosos, two out of the four, the discussion of the Gemara for which ones. Fine. So we do all four out of four. What about Haseba for, and the Gemara also says you don't do Haseba for Mara. Fine. What about for the Haggadah? What about for Hallel? Do you do Haseba? So the Meiri writes, Arba kosos kulam tzrichen Haseba, hein shtiyasan, hein advarim, shehein misudarim alehem. Just like you have to recline for, let's say, the second cup of wine. So you have to, the second cup of wine is nikba on what? On Magid, right? It's Magid ala kos. So therefore, you must recline. Ratzalomar says Ratzalomar says the Meiri, Kiddush, you should recline for Kiddush, for Kriyas Haggadah, Kriyas Halal, for Birkas Hamazon. You should do a Seba for Kiddush, for Birkas Hamazon, for Halal, for Haggadah. B'mhaya Meisiv, B'chol HaSudah Reza Meshuvach. That's even better. Like the Rambam. It's a famous Briska Rav about that. Umihu, so good. So that is the view of the Meiri, right? So the Meiri thinks that you should recline for, ideally, for Kiddush, for Birkas HaMazon, for Abdallah. Now, I saw that in they say in the name of Shlomo Zalman, in Halicha Shlomo, that you shouldn't recline for the recitation of the brachos. Why? Because brachos have to be b'kovid rosh. And there's no COVID Rosh in Haseba. So the Gra, Shlom Zalman is against the Meiri, right? The Meiri obviously held there is COVID Rosh by Haseba. And he says that, Taka, when you bench, you should do it by Haseba. And Shlom Zalman says you shouldn't. And we see a Raya against Shlom Zalman from this Gra. Because what did the Gra write? The Gra writes that for Havdalah, you should do it by Haseba, right? That's what the Gra says. When you're making Havdalah, you should do it by Haseba. So what would Rosh Hashanah Zalman say back? Maybe Rosh Hashanah Zalman would say back, he just meant Bizman Hazeh. It's not Kovid Rosh. Because we don't recline, you know, the rest of the, we never do this reclining thing. It's a very weird matzit at the Seder. Nobody knows quite what to do, you know, how to do it exactly. So therefore, for us, it's a lack of Kovid Rosh. So nowadays, you shouldn't do a Seba when you're making brachos. You shouldn't do a Seba when you're benching, right? Just do a Seba when you're eating, or drinking. Bismanehem, when it was a normal thing, it wasn't a lack of Kavod Rosh. Not sure. But at least from the Graf and the Meiri, you see clearly that Bismanehem, you should have done it, even for the Brachos. Okay. So let's just summarize Halach L'maisa. So by Havdalah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, again, it's Simon Reish Sarivav Sivav, Mechaber writes, Omer Havdalah Miyushav. And the Graf writes, V'chein Iker. No, Adam, I assume you sit for Abdallah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you follow Shulchan Aruch. But the Rama writes, V'yesh omrim me'umad v'chei no'agim b'medinos elo. So the minag in Poland is to stand. That's my family's minag as well. And the reason is, like we said, from the Kolbo, because of Levayas HaMelech, it's kavo to stand in honor of the king. You're being melave the king out. and therefore it's appropriate to stand. You should obviously should sit down when you drink, but for the recitation of Havdalah, you should stand. Now, what's the reason why you should sit? Let's say according to the Gra, according to the Mechaber. So the reason is for Kriyas. And even though we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, again, Gra might even say it's Ma'akev, but the Mechaber certainly not, right? Tosas not. Says that it's preferable to stand, to sit, right? But they fundamentally agree to Tosfos that you need a Kriyas Biachat, right? They just think that when you're Koveh for Avdala, that's good enough, yeah? So now I have the following Shaila. Let's say somebody's in the room, the person's making Avdala, and somebody else is in the room next door, and he listens and he intends to be Yotzei, right? But the person making Avdala doesn't have them in mind. So are they Yotzei? Well, let's even say the person Avdala has in mind, whoever hears this is Yotzei. Say like that. The person has in mind, Havdala, I am Motzi, whoever hears this. Whoever listens has in mind, I'm Motzi them. And the person who hears Havdala from the room adjacent also has in mind to be Yotzei. Do they fulfill their mitzvah of Havdala? So according to the Rashba and the Ritva and the Chazon Ish, what would you say? Yeah.
Yeah, the
Torah does. Because you don't need Kviyas, right? All you need is Kavana Latzes. But according to Tosfos, according to the Mechaber, according to Beis Yosef, certainly according to the Gra, are they Yotzei? No. Because they all hold, like Tosfos, that fundamentally you need Kviyas. They just think that even if you stand, that's good enough Kviyas, right? Because you're Koveya Atzman for Havdalah. But fundamentally you need Kviyas. In other words, it's true for to be Yotze al Shemei Ka'one, you have Shemei Ka'one. Because the Mavdil has in mind to be Motzi anyone who hears. And they have in mind to be Yotze. You have Shemei Ka'one. But Shemei Ka'one isn't enough. You need Kviyas, even for Avdalah. You just need Kviyas L'Avdalah. So standing might be good enough Kviyas L'Avdalah, according to Tosfos, right? So L'Chora, it's not good enough to have in mind just to be, have in mind to be Yotze. You need to all be together. You need to be Koveya, L'Havdalah. So I thought that was an interesting Hara that would come out. That would be another Nafkamina. But L'Chora, we don't paskin like that. Rashba, Ritva, Chazon Ish. Even the Chazon Ish, I don't think he was saying it L'maisa. He was just saying Tzarhiyan. Right? We don't paskin like the Rashba and the Ritva. We paskin like Tosfos, that you do need a Kfiyas L'Halacha for Havdalah. So even though we paskin, it's good enough to stand, right? If it's your minute to stand for Havdalah, you should continue to stand, like the Ramah says. But that's because you hold that you need Kfiyas, and that is Kfiyas, as opposed to, again, the Mahalach of the Ritva, that you shouldn't even need Kfiyas in the first place. So that would be a Nafkamina L'Chora, if there was no Kfiyas. There's one guy's in one room, one guy's in the other room. There's no Kfiyas L'Avdalah in that case. Even if you have Shomei Akona, that's not good enough. Okay, so we'll stop over here. And Bezus Hashem Tuesday, we'll learn the Sugya of Mugmar. It's Kedai probably to see when you do the Sugya of Mugmar, the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, sorry, the bottom of the page, when the Gemara talks about other Redinim of Mugmar as well. Okay, Shkayach.
Jeremy, random question.
Yeah.
If these were on the windows,